the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
The regular season is no doubt winding down. Postseason play is just around the corner. In fact, we'll have postseason basketball in the next couple days to finish out this week. But tonight, it's kind of a why not game. It's Jeff West and Nemaha Central completing their big seven-league schedule and getting one final makeup in, a tune-up, if you will, and a potential preview of 3A Substate next week, as the Tigers and Thunder make up a game tonight and will wrap up their regular seasons. Glad to have you along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Jake Spalding here on FM 92.1 KMZA Seneca, streaming online at mscsports.net. There really isn't a ton to play for tonight, especially in the boys' game, but I think all four teams are looking at this like an opportunity just to get back on the basketball court. They may not showcase everything or empty the bag of tricks here tonight, because the teams very well could meet up next week in an important season on the line substate game. But Jake, I mean, a lot of teams hopeful to get maybe 12, 15 games in when this season started, and here tonight, teams trying to finish up the Big Seven League. Why not play basketball? It's great basketball all the time in the Big Seven League, so we hope to have a good doubleheader here tonight.
I think we will. I think this is especially here in the girls' game, Nemaha Central and Jeff West. You mentioned it a little bit, how this game is a little bit more important because Nemaha Central, they want to try and make this four consecutive outright Big Seven League titles. A win tonight would do that for the Thunder. Jeff West, they're trying to get themselves kind of back in rhythm. I talked to Coach John Malloy a little bit ago, and he just told me that, hey, we played two games in the last 2 weeks, and so this is an important game for them just to get their legs back underneath them heading into the postseason. So a lot of people look at this as, oh, man, why are we even playing these title of games? Nemaha Central's, hey, they want to find a way to get their fourth consecutive Big Seven League title outright. If they lose here today, they're going to share it with Sabetha. They don't want that in their Cross County rival in Nemaha County. But for Jeff West, they want to get their legs underneath them. They want to prepare because, as you mentioned, these two teams, they might lock horns again next week in Substate.
Would be a potential semifinal matchup as Nemaha Central will host Oskaloosa Monday, and Jeff West will be home here against Hiawatha on Monday night. But yeah, as the number one seed and the number four seed, that semifinal in Sabetha is a strong possibility. Jeff West is 12-6 on the season in this girls matchup under eighth-year head coach John Malloy. Passed over 100 victories earlier this season in his career here in Meriden. And on the other side, Nemaha Central head coach Haddon Hilgen reaching a big milestone in his 11th year as head coach with the Thunder in Seneca as well. As Hilgen's Thunder this season have a record of 18-1 and only one loss to Sabetha, 12-1 Big Seven League record coming into tonight. That's kind of crazy because I've been talking to coaches and you've been doing games, a lot of them on the Holton Channel. Holton boys, they played 5 games in 6 days. I talked to a lot of coaches this week that played 3 games in the last 5 days. I mean, all these teams scrambling to try to get games in and made up before the end of the regular season. And Jeff West played on Friday the 11th, losing to Sabetha by 5, then didn't play till Friday the 19th, and now it's been 6 days since then. They haven't played, so, yeah, 2 games really in the last 20 days.
Yeah.
No wonder the Tigers want to have a chance to kind of shake off a little rust and get into a little rhythm and a flow. And I think the other big thing for Jeff West scheduling these games tonight, it's senior night. Certainly you want to pay respect and tribute to seniors on both their teams.
Absolutely. I mean, senior night's such an important night for these kids because, you know, a lot of these kids, maybe their underclassmen played throughout the entire year, so this is a night they put just as much sweat and effort and effort into their practices and into the games growing through middle school through high school. So this is a chance to honor them at least at the beginning portion of the game, and that's exactly what we're going to see here tonight from Jeff West from that side of things. But again, you talk about 2 games in 2 weeks, 3 games in 20 days. That's something that you got to fine tune some things heading into the postseason, especially against a team like Nemaha Central. You know, you talk about the record this year being 18-1. How about their record a year ago? Undefeated. Their season stopped because of COVID in the state tournament. So you go the last 2 years combined, one loss in two total seasons by Nemaha Central. Coach Hilton's crew is absolutely rolling. They want to keep that momentum as they head into the postseason.
One other note before we take a time out here on the Boomer Steakhouse pregame show, and that's talking about the 3A substate and a little bit about the Big 7 League. You mentioned Nemaha's success a year ago going undefeated, but remember both these teams made the state tournament last year. Jeff West was there, so two teams that have been at state in recent history and just a year ago. And by the way, these are two of the top five teams in the Big 7 League, and all five of the top Big 7 League girls teams are all going to be in the Sabetha substate next week. You have Royal Valley and Sabetha, the number 2 seed and the number 3 seed. They're both in the state rankings and have been for most of the year, along with Nemaha Central. But Jeff West is currently number 4 in the league standings, and Hiawatha is number 5. So all five of the top teams in the Big 7 League thrown into a substate with three of them state ranked. Jeff West, like Nemaha, trying to return to the 3A state tournament. So it's a loaded substate, and the Big 7 League year in, year out continues to prove among the best in the state.
I mean, do we say it every year? Because I feel like we do. This should not be the format. This should not be the way it is because you have such quality teams, and it's only going to be one team that comes out of it and goes and represents as part of the 8 quote-unquote best teams in the state. Again, I say it year-round at all junctions in every classification and in every sport. You need to seed these top to bottom. Let the 8 best teams in the state make it to the state tournament because just like in volleyball this past year, this Nemaha Central team, they found out as well. They were the same substate as Sabetha and Royal Valley. Nemaha Central, arguably one of the top 8 teams in Class 3A in volleyball, did not make it to state. Same situation is going to happen in basketball. You have 5 teams in the Big 7 League that are on 3 of them state ranked. Only one's going to make it to a state tournament. That's unfortunate, especially as quality as these teams are, because the Big 7 League, again, I'd argue as anybody, the toughest in basketball in Kansas.
Tonight is a rematch from January the 16th when the games were played in Seneca, and that night it was Nemaha Central girls winning 43-36, so a 7-point win for the girls from Seneca the first time around. Let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups, then we'll take a timeout. Haddon Hilton's team in the road purple jerseys tonight with the white numerals and letters trimmed in blue, and the starters have been the same most of the year. The good news as well is that Hannah Mackey may return tonight, missing the last couple of weeks with that shoulder injury, but they'd like to get her back into the groove before sub-state. But the starters tonight are 5'8 senior Cassidy Corby, also 5'4 junior Taryn Gamstrom. Also starting for Nemaha is Ella Larkin, a 5'8 sophomore, Addie Holthouse, a 5'10 sophomore, and Riley Roddinghouse, a 6'2 senior on the inside. So Roddinghouse, Larkin, Holthouse, Ganstrom, and Corby here tonight for the 18-1 Lady Thunder. For Jeff West, their 2 seniors will start tonight, not normal starters, but 5'6 guard Jamie Osborne will get the start, along with 5'11 forward senior Jocelyn Hartley. Normal starters including Kristen Biltoff, 5'8 junior, 5'9 junior Melanie Roney, and also Brooklyn Michalis, a 5'9 junior, rounding out the Tigers starting lineup for head coach John Malloy. So not getting a start like normal tonight would be Mallory Young and Ella Dickey, but we'll see those girls here this evening as well. The Tigers are 12-6 on the season. We'll take a timeout presented by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night. We'll return to tip off this girls' contest between Jeff West and Nemaha Central. You're on FM 92.1 KMZA Seneca, streaming online at mscsports.net.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding with you. Tigers taking the court in the home white jerseys tonight, the black numerals and letters trimmed in red for Coach John Molloy. And now Nemaw Central will join him out there on the court, high up on the hilltop here in Meriden. Thunder will have the basketball as the visitors starting out of bounds. And, you know, these teams aren't going to showcase everything and aren't going to maybe bring it all tonight, Jake, but it's a broadcast for us. We're ready to bring it all.
That's right. That's, hey, we bring our best every night, no matter what. And these two teams, hey, again, Nemaw Central's playing for a league title. Jeff West trying to knock off some rust before the postseason.
Nemaw Central with the basketball. It's Corby driving right side of the lane. A shot up that won't go. Rebound tipped out. And then we'll go out of bounds. Touched by Jamie Osborne of Jeff West last. So the Thunder will keep possession. Nemaw Central led by Cassidy Corby. 16 points per game. Also leading the team in steals and assists. Roddinghouse is at 10 points a game. She's second on the squad. They'll lob it into her at the right elbow. Now over to Addie Holthouse. Looks down though, but a deflection by Melanie Roney. And again, Nemaw will have it inbounding underneath their own goal with 28 seconds gone by here in the game.
And like every team underneath Coach John Molloy for Jeff West, defense is a priority. They start out in man-to-man defense to begin this contest. Look for them to switch up to matchup zones as well.
Inbounds, the shot partially blocked away from Ella Larkin. But again, Jeff West can't control the rebound and keep a hold of it as Nemaw Central will have it and Corby will trigger it in on the left side of the lane. Jeff West matching up man-to-man defensively. Inbounds to Ganstrom. Off the dribble right lane line. Now up top it goes to Larkin. She gets it to Holthouse, and they play a little catch. Now driving right side and taking it back out on the perimeter is Ella Larkin. Ganstrom looking down, though. Nice find. Roddinghouse up with the left hand. Missed it off the window, and it's out this time, but the Tigers will get the ball. Boy, defensive rebounding. Coach Molloy not
happy.
Questioning that.
Not happy with that beginning, but that last possession there for Nemaha. Jeff West switched to this zone that I just mentioned a minute ago. They're going to switch in and out all night long.
Trying to get the pass is Roney to Hartley. She's tangled up and hits the floor, and that'll be a push foul against the Thunder. 1 minute in, no score, and Tigers will have a chance to inbound under their own goal. Kristen Biltoff, 14 points per game to lead this Tigers squad. 11 points a game for Melanie Roney. Tigers lob it in to Biltoff, a returning all-league player. Brooklyn Michalis will head to the baseline against this Nemaha Central zone defense. Coach Hilchin saying they would play a little bit more zone here tonight than normal maybe as well.
And the main thing for that, Justin, is because this Jeff West team, as we got a tie-up possession, will stay with Jeff West. Again, both these teams, they know each other pretty well, but you want to save those legs. Again, Monday's a game that's going to be coming quick for these two teams, and again, you want to save the legs as much as possible. Nemaw Central doesn't go terribly deep on their bench.
Tigers get it in. Melanie Roney looking to drive. Cut off there. Pretty tight defense by Corby. Now the drive and the kick to the far corner. It's Biltoff firing up a three, and it's short. Tipped by Hartley underneath to Roney. Dribbles to get a little space, but missed everything on the follow shot. And the Thunder have the rebound.
Yeah, Cassidy Corby, she's doing everything for this Thunder team. She scores well. Here's a deflection taken away by Biltoff. First turnover on Nemaha Central.
Thunder tried to lob it into Roddinghouse, but a good defensive set, and now a foul on the Thunder is driving coast to coast as Biltoff, and she'll get to the line to shoot two. Tigers 63% as a team shooting free throws, and built off is 76%. They're certainly one of the best in the Big 7 League, which makes them so good, Jake, because as Coach Ilchin was telling us before the game, you don't want to be behind against Jeff West in the second half of a game. They'll stall, they'll keep a hold of it, and if you foul them, they knock most of them down.
Exactly, but the first one here is missed by Bill Thosh. He has another one coming, and now you're seeing some substitutions coming into the game for both teams here as Ella Dickey checks in for Jeff West, as well as Mallory Young. Second free throw is good, and also that was the second foul on Taryn Ganser for Nemaha Central, Justin. So Kinsey Henry will come in and kind of run the point with Cassidy Corby.
A 1-0 lead as Biltoff hit the second of two free throws for Jeff West. We're now 2 minutes in, a Thunder possession. Looking for Corby, who cuts through the lane. Roddy now's top of the key, hands it off to Henry. McKenzie spins out on the far side against the Tiger man-to-man D now. Here's a lob to Roddy now. This time got the friendly bounce and finishes for the first field goal of the night.
Again, when you got 6'2 senior down low, Roddinghouse, not only size but experience, steals off the block against Ella Dickey, makes an easy lay-in. That's going to be a mismatch if Jeff West stays man-to-man.
Dickey and Young, two normal starters, now out there for the Tigers here on senior night. Michalis around on the wing to Biltoff, fakes the shot, drives, then dumps it across to the left baseline. The shot by Roney, in and out, no good. Roddinghouse rebounds.
Rebounding is going to be so important in this ball game. So far, Nemaha Central benefactor.
Thunder push it ahead. Larkin gets it, but then it's ripped away from her. That's turnover number two on Nemaha Central. Roney, nice drive all the way to the basket. It's deflected away, but kind of faked the kickout pass there and taking it all the way to the cup. Still a 2-1 Thunder lead with 5:01 to go here first quarter.
Anytime you see number three wearing Jeff West jersey, Melanie Roney, you got to watch out for the slickness of her. She's got phenomenal handles on the basketball court.
So dribble here, nearly lost it, and it's a tie-up as she hit the floor. And Addie Holthouse down with her as well. This time the Thunder get the possession arrow. That's the first turnover against Jeff West.
Yep, the first one of the night. And again, that's something where Roney, I just talked about how good she can be off the bounce. Got herself in trouble that time. And anytime you're going down low, look out for Riley Roddinghouse.
Larkin looking for the high-low as she caught it on the move in the high post. And now a foul against Jeff West for the first time tonight. It's on number one, Ella Dickey, the freshman. 4:47 to go here in the opening frame.
Ella Dickey's been so important for this Tiger team this year. Stepping in as a freshman, again, you remember, you know, Jeff West lost a lot off of a season ago, deflection out of bounds. You know, three key seniors off their roster, Coach Malloy, knowing he needed somebody to step up, and a freshman does just that for the Tigers.
Dickey has made 13 threes on the season, and Jeff West has made 62 behind the half moon for the year. About a 23% clip. Nemaha Central a little bit better, shooting three-pointers and scoring the ball a little bit better. The Thunder average over six more points per game than Jeff West, but the Tigers get a steal here. Their third takeaway, and it's Roney. Bit out of control, able to get it, bounces left block to Dickey, who couldn't hang on, and now Nemaha heading the other way. Turnovers adding up. It's a 3-on-2. Nice pass down, though. Larkin turns, banks it home. Well-executed fast break for the Thunder, who lead by three.
Hello, Larkin. We talked about how good Dickey was for the Tigers. She's another youngster for Coach Haddon Hilchin and the Thunder that stepped up this year. She played a lot on that undefeated team a year ago, getting those experience, time on the floor, benefiting them this year.
Biltoff off a screen from Roney, had to pick up the dribble, bounces it back to Melanie with half the first quarter gone by. Roney to the block, back up top on the lob to Michalis. Michalis has hit 16-3, second on the team to Biltoff, who's made 22. Biltoff, near side Roney, long skip pass over to Michalis. Only one free throw so far for the Tigers. There's a tough shot, too strong off the window, missed by Mallory Young. Thunder pushing it ahead. Henry in transition. Back to Roddinghouse, the trailer. Now to Corby, open a three-point shot. Bingo! Nothing but net. Cassidy for three.
There's a reason why she's the leading scorer on the team. She has stepped up this year as Cassidy Corby. Again, you lose a player like they did a season ago at Allie Kramer. You need someone to step up to handle the basketball, be the leader. Corby's been that this year.
Drive and a foul as Biltoff tried to get to the rack. She'll head to the free throw line instead for a pair. After a free throw by Jeff West, now seven straight points for Nemaha Central. And the foul is the third against the Thunder. First personal on Addie Holthouse.
But again, you look at who's going to the stripe. It's Kristen Biltoff. The kid, man, she misses the front end of the two-shot foul again. But, you know, again, 83 free throws on her percentage for the year. This is somebody that you don't want at the line if you're Nemaha Central.
Second free throw good, so 2 out of 4. And Biltoff has both Tiger points and a timeout by Nemaha head coach Haddon Ilchin. Timeouts brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Online at holthouseautohouse.com. We'll take the timeout. Nemaha Central Girls 7 and Jeff West 2 on KMZA Seneca.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Justin Luke Jake Spalding back with you as we go under 3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Nemaha Central with the ball. They lead it at Meriden by a 7-2 score. Ella Larkin near side to Cassidy Corby and a foul underneath away from the ball. And it's against the Thunder. A little too aggressive there trying to post up. The foul on Mackenzie Henry is her first. And now team foul number 4 already on the Thunder.
Again, that was just a moving screen. Officials this year have done such a good job of focusing on that. Kids kind of just extending the shoulder out a little bit too far on those screens, and you got kids going baseline.
Here's a three by Michalis near corner. It's off to the backside. Touched out of bounds by Nemaha Central. So the Tigers will keep it, but still no field goals for Jeff West here. 5.5 minutes gone by.
Again, this is something that this is what Coach Hilton wants to see from his team. This Tiger team, they struggle to score at times. They pride themselves on defense. You lead 7-2 with almost six minutes gone by in the first quarter. You're happy because, again, no field goals yet for the Tigers.
Biltoff fakes the handoff, gets to the baseline, kicks to Michalis. Another three-point shot, no good, but Biltoff gets the offensive rebound. Took that one away from over the top of Henry. Biltoff will reset things for the Tigers. Near side to Dickey. Three-pointer blocked away from the freshman. Great defense by Holtz. It's a two-on-two. Corby to the left side, off-balanced, and hit the side of the glass, but it was deflected by Jeff West. Biltoff saying she never touched it, but the Thunder are going to keep the basketball here.
Yeah, good defense there by Biltoff. She kind of reached in and tried to pull it away from Corby. Corby able to get the shot off, and it was off Biltoff's hands. It'll stay here with the Thunder. Another offensive possession.
Corby working against Biltoff into the lane, lost the handle, and the Tigers come up with their fourth takeaway of this first quarter.
Jeff West is so good on the defensive side, Justin, and not fouling and just poking the ball free. That's three out of the four Thunder turnovers directly because of just a little poke on a baseline drive.
Biltoff calling for two screens here up top, trying to decide what to do. It's Corby and Holthaus right there with the Jeff West players, waiting for some action to evolve. And it's Biltoff to the right side, just off the elbow. Shot no good. Rebound and a foul against Jeff West. Well, that's pretty tic-tac. Nice job securing the rebound for the Thunder, but the Tigers hit here with their second team foul, first on Michalis.
Now they get her with the body, and again, Michalis, she was going for the rebound, but again, the hip check, it's gonna blow the whistle from the official, because when you see the defender that or the offensive player rebounding the basketball, if their body gets pushed any way, shape, or form, they're going to call that.
Back into the game is Taryn Ganstrom. She's got two fouls for Nemaha Central. We'll have to play smart. Tigers man-to-man. Ganstrom goes to the far side. And now the ball thrown into the backcourt, a hustle for it, and a Holthaus got there, but it's, of course, over and back. And I know Coach Hilton pretty frustrated as we look down to our left. That is now five turnovers on the Thunder.
Again, two of the five unforced errors here by the Thunder, but, again, the pressure by this Jeff West defense. Coach Malloy switching back and forth, zone man, keeping the Thunder offense questioning.
Lob it in to Roney from the left elbow, dribbles, shot. That's partially blocked again. Holthaus, but the ball finds Biltoff, who missed it. Now comes back in and gets the rebound for Jeff West one more time.
Second chance opportunities. Tigers have yet to take advantage of that tonight.
Yeah, they've had some third and fourth chance opportunities now, but under a minute to go and still no field goal in the quarter. Roney shoots. That's no good. Rebound by Larkin.
Field goal percentage not good for Jeff West. 0% here in this first quarter. Nemaha Central not too much better, but they've taken more advantage.
They've turned it over again. Six now. Here's Mallory Young with the steal off the court. Against her own number 12, and good D by Larkin as the sophomore able to punch it out of bounds. Tigers have it down five with 41 seconds left here in the first quarter. Corby went out for a brief break, but now she's back in.
That was an important minute for Jeff West there with no Corby on the floor. And if you're Coach Hilton, you're happy because that minute went by, Corby got a breather, and no points scored.
Shot from Young at the foul line. Finally good. Finds the bottom of the net. Mallory Young scores from the foul line. 7-4. Hannah Mackey in as well for Nemaha Central. 5'5 senior, you bet. First time in a couple weeks. That left shoulder kind of in a brace to help hold it in place, hopefully here tonight. Injured against Sabatha in the lone loss for the Thunder. They've rebounded with three wins since that time. Started the season 15-0 to Nemaha, including another championship at the ultra-tough Top Gun Classic in Wellsville. Mackey has it on the right side, 6 seconds to shoot. Ganstrom tried to drive, 3 seconds left, and they see the clock. Mackey does. 1 second, feeds Corby from close to half court. Oh!
Wow.
She hit it from way downtown. Cassidy Corby, a long three as the buzzer sounded, and the Thunder lead 10-4 after one quarter here on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports, Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Meriden. Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding with you. 10-4, Nemaha Central girls leading the Jeff West Tigers. It's Jeff West basketball. Billstop thought about a long three. Dickey thought about it as well. Melanie Roney, Mallory Young, and Brooklyn Michalis. The normal starting five for head coach John Malloy to begin this second quarter. Roney drives and kicks. Michalis missed her first two and missed badly on a third three-point try. It's an air ball. Here comes Corby in a hurry. Cassidy up the court from left to right. And a reach-in foul, it looks like. The official blew the whistle, but it goes to the other official to confirm the call. How about that long shot by Cassidy Corby? Pretty clutch to end the first quarter.
Yeah, that was like from the volleyball line here on this floor here, the 10-foot line, if you will, from half court. That was a deep shot, and that was one that I told you off air, that looked like it was in rhythm. She didn't force that up, and two triples in the first quarter for her to lead the team with six.
Foul against Jeff West on Mallory Young, her first team foul number three. Hannah Mackey back to the bench. Got a couple minutes of game time in. Coach Hilton going to use her sparingly. Just try to ease her back in. Three-pointer missed by Ella Larkin. Offensive board, Corby blocked by Michalis. Now the ball batted around. The Thunder come away with it. Corby, nice shot fake. Drive, step around. Missed it off the window. And the Tigers get the board.
Good attack by Corby. Euro step around the defender to not have the contact, but not a best shot.
Here's a three by Billtop. The defense left her, and Kristen makes some pay.
Now she's got five in the game. That's the first time you see Billtop in rhythm in this game. It's a three-point game.
Deficit cut in half, offensive. And a charge called against Addie Holthaus. I think this is going to be her second personal. Ganstrom already with two fouls, and
they're actually just going to
call a charge.
Yeah, Riley Rottinghouse with a moving screen trying to clear space for Holthaus, who was driving the baseline. And then we've got a stoppage for Holthaus to tie her shoes, or check that, that's Larkin. But, yeah, again, that's the second time we've seen a moving screen called on Nemaha Central on an attack to the basket.
6:57 to go till our halftime show.
Look out for Allie Warden, who's checked in the ball game for Jeff West to replace Michalis. She's a young player as well, a sophomore, one of the smallest players on the floor, but, hey, she can hit three as well. All these Tigers pretty much hit it from the outside.
Young coming off the bench, Dickey talked about, and Warden as well. She's hit 10 threes on the year. Here's Young left of the lane, shot up and in. Tigers finding a little offensive firepower. They're back within one.
Again, confidence, it starts brewing, and that's something that starts on the defensive side for this Tiger team.
Corby into a double team, kicks it out to Larkin. Up top, wide open, Holthouse three, that missed badly. Rebound by Mallory Young, and Jeff West could take their first lead here since it was 1-0. Young spins, nearly lost the handle. Down 10-9, the pass goes to the freshman Dickey, who sends it over to Biltoff. She's got five to lead the Tigers. Roney sets the screen. Biltoff drives, keeps control of it, and spins back out behind the half moon. Now Dickey finds Roney at the high post, takes a look at the clock. 6 minutes to go in the half. Warden fakes it and then lobs it back near half court. Again, zone here by Nemaha Central. Jeff West trying to attack it with using a high post, but you got Rottinghouse in the lane. Biltoff,
wow.
Hoop shot high off the window. Kristen has seven.
She went right at Rottinghouse and said, I'll throw it off the window anyway. Jeff West's first lead now at 11-10 since it was 1-0.
It is a 9-4 run here for Jeff West. Henry back to the near side. Now the lob to Rottinghouse. Tough shot in traffic. No good. Boy, the Tigers defending that 6'2 size pretty well. Here's Larkin on the baseline. Harassed as she'll get it back up top to Mackenzie Henry.
And give a lot of credit there, Mallory Young. She came down and swatted it from Rottinghouse, but that's where Nemaha Central is going to find success. Getting Riley the basketball on the block.
Dribbling right side. It's Holthouse. Pass inside to Rottinghouse. Double teamed and a foul this time. Oh, a jump ball. Boy, Melanie Roney had all ball there. Rottinghouse turned to try to get a shot attempt. The Thunder will keep it on the possession arrow.
Jeff West took a phenomenal job with help side defense, helping out on Rottinghouse. But again, if you're Coach Hilton and you're Nemaha Central, you keep pounding it inside. That's going to open up the outside eventually, but you really can't defend that well for that long against Riley Rottinghouse with that size.
Hannah Mackey back in for Coach Hilton. Corby drives right best line, and that might have been kicked a no call. She tried to pass it to Rottinghouse. Since Nemaha Central was ahead 7-1, told you Jeff West now taking advantage with a 10-4 run. They lead it 11-10 to the Tigers. Biltoff up top. Into the high post. Roney drives, kicks. Here's Warden, a wide open three. It's short. Roney couldn't hang on. And it's off her out of bounds with 4:40 to go till intermission.
Shayla's will check back in for the Tigers. She'll replace Melanie Roney, and that's a big breather here for Roney again. Jeff West does not go deep on their bench whatsoever. They go maybe one off the bench, possibly two. Nemaha Central, same story. They play about seven deep. So it's about, again, this game's so important going into postseason because it's conditioning for these two teams.
Rottinghouse gets it on the low block. A lot of attention around her, and a foul kind of saves her from maybe being called for a travel, taking an extra step to get away from the pressure, but fouled on the arm by Brooklyn Michalis, who's the first Tiger to pick up a second personal foul.
Yeah, she just checked back in the game, so Coach Malloy's got a decision to make here to leave her with 4.5 to go in this opening half or pull her back out.
Four fouls on the Tigers, five on Nemaha Central. The Thunder have Gamstrom with two personals. Corby will set up the offense, top of the key, 4:12 to go here in the second stanza. Holthouse defended by Warden. Thunder with a nice size advantage, but can't get anything going down low. Here's a tough catch for Holthouse. It turns and missed the shot and tries to rip the rebound away from Young and gets a jump ball. It'll be Tiger possession, but I like how both teams are being real aggressive going to the rebounds on both sides of the court.
Absolutely. I mean, Nemaha Central, they've obviously got the size advantage, but what Jeff West does, they put a body on every single rebound. And so these rebounds early were going the way of the Thunder, really controlling the glass, but Jeff West, they made some adjustments. That's what's helped them get back into this game, now up by one.
Tigers have scored all 7 points here in the second quarter in over 4 minutes of it. Isn't it crazy? I mean, Jeff West defense playing teams like Nemaha Central that scores 50 points per game. I mean, it doesn't matter who Jeff West is playing. You can bet it's going to be a low-scoring game. They just find a way to defend, to muddy it up, to control the ball.
A lot of people say that, you know, Jeff West, they just take the air out of basketball. Okay, that's when they're winning. You know, you look at this game right now, 10 points for Nemaha Central as Roney turns around and Buck makes it from the free throw line to extend the lead up to three. But this is a team that prides themselves on defense. They want it to be a low-scoring, knockdown, drag-out style, and you know that's what you're getting into every time you step on the floor.
Second quarter now in favor of Jeff West by a 9-0 margin. And 3:25 left to go here in this quarter. Rottinghouse up top with it. Near side, Corby. She's hit two threes for the Nemaha Central. 6 out of 10 points. Ball deflected into the backcourt. Roney gets it. And a timeout by Coach John Malloy. Smart timeout. His first one called of the night. But that's turnover number 7 now against Nemaha Central.
Again, it was a deflection. It was Melanie Roney just poking in at the hip of Cassidy Corby there. Quickly getting on the basketball. And Coach John Malloy all over it. Calls for a timeout. and he's trying to continue this run. 9-0 run to begin this second quarter.
We'll keep it here during this timeout. Timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. You know, you were talking earlier about Allie Kramer for Nemaw Central, a freshman now at Benedictine. Also at Benedictine, another player we can talk about, Aaliyah Nagansa, graduated from Jeff West 2 years ago, or last name now, Aaliyah Rains. But she's a sophomore, playing well and having a good season for the Benedictine women, who won last night. They're into the next round of the Heart of America Conference Tournament. So two locals from these two teams that are a part of that success now for BC.
Hey, man, they're enemies on the floor at high school. Now they're frenemies on the floor at Benedictine. I mean, that's what's great to see. Big 7 lead. They produce athletes after athletes that go to the next level. Those are just two of many over the last few years.
Of course, Rachel Kramer from Nemaha Central also played there for Benedictine. Here's the kick out. A three by Ella Dickey for Jeff West is good. The freshman with her 14th of the year. Tigers extend the run and now lead 16-10.
Again, it all starts defensively, Justin, for this Tiger team. They're sitting back in the zone right now.
Corby drives, missed it off the glass. Rodney now is coming in for the rebound, but touched to last as it goes out of play. And yeah, this is now a 12-0 run for Jeff West in this second quarter as that's Mallory Young checking back in. Biltoff going to get a breather.
Riding yourselves on defense, forcing turnovers. I mean, look at the turnover difference right now. 7-2 in this game thus far. And a lot of those, again, forced by this Tiger team. That's going to allow them to have easy success on the offensive side.
Nemaw Central gets a steal. Corby took it away from Dickey. Goes up for an easy right side layup. And the Thunder score here in the second quarter.
And Coach Hilton told us, he goes, we might press some, and that's why they want to do it. Right there, a turnover. Trying to get another one here. And they will on the jump ball. Two straight turnovers by the Tigers. And Nemaha Central getting that momentum train back on their side.
How did they get the takeaways? They came with some full-court pressure. Haddon Hilton says, hey, we got to try something different here. Let's increase the pressure. Let's go full court. And it's worked for the Thunders. They get on the board and now get the ball back down only four. Lob inside. Olthouse kicks it over to Henry, who shoots a three, and it's no good. Roddy now is trying to get the rebound, but a good box out by Roney, who had position, and now comes away with the dribble. Up the court right to left for the home Tigers in white. Dickey fakes, looks down though. Young not quite ready for it. Will dribble it back out with under two to play.
Good job here by the Tigers because they didn't have numbers. They backed things back out. But Nemaha Central staying in their zone defensive set here in this ballgame.
Pass from Warden up top to Michalis. She's defended by Ella Larkin. The handoff to Roney. Drives to the far side. A deflection by Corby. And now the Thunder are getting some tips and deflections and trying to use that defense to get them going offensively down 16-12.
Bill Tom comes back in for the Tigers. Cancer back in for Nemaha Central. Coach Hilton just held up a fist and said, all right, we're going to switch back to man-to-man here.
Tigers need Biltoff on the floor. She's a leader. Of course, this game for them doesn't mean a ton. Besides senior night, there's not a lot to play for. It doesn't really change their seeding in the Big 7 League or, of course, in sub-state.
That momentum's huge when you're going into the postseason, though. You get a big win against a rival like Nemaha Central. You can keep them from winning the outside or outright league championship as Biltoff loses the handle on it. That's the third straight turnover by Jeff West. But, again, yeah, not maybe the biggest game for them, but there's some rust that they want to knock off, too, heading into that postseason tournament.
The other common thing between these two teams is they both went to that Top Gun Classic, which had a couple ranked 4A and 5A schools in it. Nemaha won it. Jeff West got third. Yeah. They went 5-1 combined in that tough tournament.
Yeah. Again, those are the little things. I broadcast a lot with Coach John Holliday, and he talks about those midseason tournaments as ones that just are so huge for a team going into the second half of the season.
Lob pass to Roddinghouse. Corby sprints to the basket. The kick out goes to Mackey as we're under a minute to play here in the half. Thunder down by four with the possession. Mackey takes a look and now spins back out on the far side. Looking in for Roddinghouse, but it's deflected away. Great D again by Roney. Eight turnovers on the Thunder, five against Jeff West. 40 seconds left. Can the Tigers maybe think about holding for one?
I think they will, Justin, because this, again, a team that can take the air out of the basketball. You got 40 seconds remaining. I think you hold for the final shot here. Look for number 20, Kristen Biltoff, to have it in her hands at the end.
Dickey, without the dribble, lobs it back to Michalis near the timeline and now hands it off to Biltoff with 20 seconds to go here, second quarter.
And this is where you like having Hannah Mackey back in the game if you're Nemaha Central, one of the best defenders in the Big 7 League. She'll go a one-on-one here with Biltoff the final 10 seconds.
Biltoff dribbling near half court as the clock gets down to 8, and she'll look to put it in play. The other four across the baseline. Here's a long two. Oh, they call it a three. I thought her foot got across the line. It's Biltoff, Drano from deep.
And that'll end the half with the Tigers up by 7. Corby hit one deep but open to end the first quarter. How about that shot by Biltoff getting it off? She was tightly guarded by Mackey, and I didn't even think it was a three, but it was.
Crossover, step back. That's Biltoff's bread and butter. She loves to do that, and she got herself enough separation. Buries the triple. That caps off a 15-2 second quarter by Jeff West. Now they lead by 7 at the break.
We head to our halftime show here on Kansaland Radio, 19-12. The halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16 and home of the 110% price match guarantee. If you want the best, get out of town. Wilson Direct, 7 miles west of Holton. Halftime coming up in our girls game live from Meriden on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Along with studio engineer, the captain, Kurt Kilman. Had a big birthday yesterday, and we're happy that Kilman didn't party too much, able to come
what?
To work today. And
his birthday was yesterday? How did I miss that?
Yeah, he turned the age of my football jersey in high school, I found out. So, and 58's been my number ever since, actually. So, yeah, happy birthday yesterday to Kurt. He did go out, but apparently didn't party too hard, so that was good for
happy
us.
Happy birthday, Captain.
19-12, the Jeff West girls leading Nemaha Central, but they do it on the heels of a 15-2 second quarter. Nemaha Central led 7-1 early on in this game and then led 10-4 at the end of one quarter after a three-pointer there by Cassidy Corby. But, man, from that almost miracle shot made by Corby, just the one field goal in the second quarter. No free throws even attempted by Nemaha Central. I think eight turnovers, though, is probably the number that Coach Hilton is most disappointed with.
Absolutely. I mean, that first half, you look at it in retrospect, and you're thinking, how did we get to where we are? The only reason why Jeff West was staying in the ball game and went on the run that they did, it all started on the defensive side. They had 5 turnovers forced in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter, but they were timely when they got the turnovers. I mean, how many times did we say Nemaha Central with another inbounds play, another inbounds play, offensive rebound? They had chances. Rebounding definitely going the way of Nemaha Central in the first half, but they're just not capitalizing right now. Cassidy Corby, the only points in that second quarter came from her on a layup after a steal. And that was, you know, the first time we really saw Nemaha Central get in transition and be successful. This Thunder team is struggling on the offensive side, and I go back to it. Even though Riley Roddinghouse will get the first half stats in a minute, only has one bucket in the game, I think that this Thunder team has got to find a way to get her involved. Even if it's just catching and facing the basket, just force the defenders to come down. That's going to open up on the outside, get Roddinghouse involved. They didn't do so in that second quarter. That's why they struggled only on 2 points.
Here's the first half statistics for the visiting Thunder. Cassidy Corby, a total of 8. And then it's Ella Larkin with 2 and Riley Roddinghouse with 2. Nemaha, no free throws attempted. Hit the 2 threes. That was Corby. They had 8 turnovers and 5 fouls. The only player with 2 is Taryn Gamstrom. For Jeff West, they were led by Kristen Biltoff. She had a couple threes and scored 10. Then it was 4 points for Melanie Roney. A 3 for Ella Dickey, the freshman. 1 of 3 threes for the Tigers. Also 2 points for Mallory Young. Jeff West, 2 of 4 free throws. Also had 5 fouls, and their player with 2 is Brooklyn Michalis. And they only had 5 turnovers to 8 against Nemaha Central. Again, the Thunder playing for an outright league title, which any team would want. But, you know, for the Thunder, the fact that you would have to share it with Sabetha, I mean, that's probably a little extra motivation. They came out of the locker room pretty quickly. I look for Nemaha to pick up the pressure and intensity, try to get up and down a little bit more here in the second half.
Well, again, us media guys, we're trying to decipher, okay, how is a team going to operate here tonight? They're playing a game that really doesn't matter. They're locked in the one seed. The Thunder have got their, you know, their wits about them. How are they going to run tonight? And then you see a Thunder team like this and these kids, yeah, you don't want to share a title. You don't want to share a plaque with your cross-county rival, the team that beat you in earlier this season that made that possible for you to be in a situation. They want to win it outright. This Thunder team is not going to shortchange their season by a stretch of saying, well, we didn't win the outright Big 7 League title. We got to share it with Sabetha. But that's a team that I think you're right. The second half, they're going to come out with a different mindset. I expect, like you just said, full court pressure is going to turn up by Coach Hilton's team. He didn't want to. He wanted to sit back in the zone, I think, a little bit. Again, rest the girls, prepare them for next week. But when you get down 19-12 at halftime, we talked about it, you get behind Jeff West, they will take the air out of the basketball. They will force you to foul them and shoot free throws, and they will win ball games doing just that. You're going to have to force the issue if you're Nemaha here in the second half. I thank Coach Hilton. Hey, there's a reason why, you know, him in his 11th year and him, what was it, 200 wins that he surpassed last week or 2 weeks ago in his, yep, in his tenure. I mean, that's something. There's a reason why he's at that point in his career. He knows how to make adjustments, and I expect him to do so here in the second half.
For Jeff West, I think John Malloy is probably saying, let's keep doing what we're doing. I mean, a lot to like. I thought their defense against Roddinghouse was great. You talked about Ema needing to try to get Roddinghouse more touches and more involved, but, man, every time she had it, she had 2 or 3 bodies right up in her grill there. I thought Jeff West defended well, obviously getting a lot of tips and forcing some of those turnovers, even with perimeter passes. So I think John Malloy would love to see another 16 minutes just like he did.
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, this is kind of the scout that any team that's going to face Nemaha Central wants to watch. Jeff West consistently changing their defenses up, whether it's matchup zone, man-to-man, or just sitting back in a 2-3 zone. They're confusing this Thunder offense every time on the floor. And what they're doing as well, they're so quick with their hands on the basketball, poking balls free, getting turnovers, and getting out of transition. That's when Nemaha started getting in foul trouble early on in the game, and that required Nemaha to take care of the basketball a little bit better. But if you're Coach Malloy, again, you don't win 100 years or 100 games in 8 years like he has surpassed this season. A couple milestone coaches here in this 2020-2021 year that we've got today. But you don't get to that point without having a good game plan. And again, people might maybe don't like the gameplay that Jeff West throws out on the basketball court with slowing things down, keeping teams low, but this is Jeff West basketball. This is exactly what Coach Malloy wants to see, and he wants 16 more minutes of it.
Can't argue with the success, no doubt. We'll take one final timeout here on the halftime show. It's Jeff West 19, Nemaha Central 12. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16 here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:00 to noon.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Come to Derland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Derland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
FM KMZA.
On to the second half we go. Jeff West will start with the basketball. The Tigers now going left to right and pop a three. It's missed by Brooklyn Michalis. And Nemaw Central with the rebound. The Thunder will go right to left. We'll reset the whole Taos Auto House starting lineups for you as the Thunder go down low to Larkin. Again, triple team. A lot of pressure around her. Jeff West comes up with the ball and it's knocked away, but it'll stay with the Tigers. Built off Ella Dickey, the freshman. Also, Mallory Young, who didn't start the game because of senior night. Michalis and Roney are the five out there for Jeff West. He had a 15-2 second quarter, and will run some weave offense here to begin the third. It's Larkin, Holthouse, Roddinghouse, Ganstrom, and Corby for Nemaha Central and Coach Hilton. And Corby got kind of caught there in the weave trying to intercept the pass and will be called for the foul, the second, now on Cassidy Corby.
Yeah,
the player they want to have in foul trouble.
Exactly. She's got to be careful here. Again, Coach Hilton, you know, he knows Corby. She's a senior. She's been here before. But this is the moment in this game, not even a minute into the third quarter.
Built off driving, getting fouled. Boy, the head fake. And it's almost like she was just playing a little cat and mouse and games out there on the perimeter. I mean, when she can hit the step back three like she did there earlier tonight, can drive and get to the basket, just a tough player to guard. A returning All-League junior. The foul was also the second on Riley Roddinghouse. And the free throw good for Biltoff, who now has an 11-point game-high night.
And look out when Biltoff starts hitting those front ends of the two-shot fouls. Again, she's going to keep attacking the rack. And with Nemaha Central's foul trouble starting to mount as she goes 2-for-2 from the line, has 12 points in the game, she's going to continue to attack down low. And that's when this Jeff West team becomes so dangerous, now up by 9.
Ganstrom now, Roddy Nelson, Corby each with 2 fouls as well. Here's Larkin going to try a tray. No good. Rebound tipped again. And pinball to Holthouse for Nemaha Central.
This is how the game started, Justin, where Nemaha Central getting second chance opportunities, and they took advantage of it early on.
Corby, top of the key, passes up the wide open 3-point look. Now gets it back from Holthouse into the lane, Roddinghouse. Riley's in foul trouble and not out there. That's when the Thunder have struggled a little bit this year. Keeping her out of foul trouble is a big key. Corby, nice head fake, drives, true contact. And we'll head to the line for 2. Nice take there by Cassidy, left of the lane.
Again, that's why she's leading the team in points. She's Nemaha Central's version of Kristen Biltoff. She will take a game over when they need her to. She does so really good right there. Gets a screen from Roddinghouse at the top of the key. Then goes baseline, picking up the first personal on Melanie Roney.
Free throw no good. The first attempt tonight for Nemaha Central at the foul line. Cassidy Corby's made a living there this year, 74%. She's made 77 of 105 free throws attempted. And the second of 2 rattled in. 9 points tonight for Corby, but the Thunder down by 8. 21-13 our score, under 6.5 we go here in the third quarter now. Tigers looking to drive. Biltoff spins around, attacks again, gets it way over to Michalis. And now she'll hand it off to Ella Dickey. Jeff West, 12-6 on the year. Right now, 8-5 in the Big 7 League. So they'll get all 14 Big 7 League games in. So will the Thunder, who came in 12-1 tonight. Nice spin move. Dickey, shot blocked. Roddy now swatting it away.
I was about to say, it's basically a 4 defensive man here by the Thunder with Roddy now hanging out in the middle. But how about Melanie Roney? Just elevates, throws it up. It hits bottom. She's got 6.
Left-handed shot putting the Tigers up double digits again, 23-13. Holthouse near side, and Roddinghouse threw it away. Two turnovers by Nemaw Central now here in this second half. They've got 10 for the game, but now they get it back. A deflection and a steal. And then Holthaus got pushed to the floor, and this will be a foul on Jeff West.
Yeah, Michalis just picked up her third for the Tigers as Coach Hilchin is going to go to his bench here and bring in
Cassidy Redman, a player we haven't seen all year.
Yeah, 5'10 junior coming on here for
nice down low and the finish, and that's Taryn Gamstrom getting her first points of the night. Beautiful pass, and Gamstrom finished down low.
So a good opportunity there by the Thunder attacking down low again. This is something Jeff West doesn't have the size defensively. Use Rodinghouse down low, whether it's setting a screen, getting somebody else open. They did so well there.
Jump shot up, missed badly by Michalis. Rebounded by Cassidy Corby, and now a 3-on-2. Corby so quick, down the middle of the lane, steps around, left side shot, no good. Rebounded by Dickey.
Coach Hilchin asking for a foul right there, but a good defensive stop that time by the Tigers. Slowing Corby down. If she gives that ball up early, she might get it back for an easy layup. Takes it the whole way that time, and oh, and coming up empty.
Jeff West still leading by 8 against the Nemaha man-to-man, except Rodinghouse in the middle. There's a shot on the try missed by Biltoff. Corby again wants to go fast in transition, but lets some players go by, and we're 5-on-5. Gamstrom a 3, left wing, bingo! 5 points in a row for Taryn Gamstrom of the Thunder.
Again, remember, she got in foul trouble early in this game. Hasn't played much in this ball game. There's a reason why they need her on the floor. A big 3 there. It's back to a 5-point game.
4 minutes and 12 seconds left here in the third quarter. Thunder trying to get win number 19. Driving Biltoff. Ooh, had an open down low, Mallory Young, but led her just a bit too much with the pass. Biltoff says, my bad. As back into the Tiger lineup comes Allie Warden, and for Jeff West, it'll be Hannah Mackey returning, replacing Rethman. 23-18, team fouls even at 2. No pressure by Jeff West. They'll sit back and wait in the half court as Corby brings it ahead from right to left. Corby got a screen from Rodinghouse. Keeps the dribble alive. Now picks it up outside the arc.
Good find.
Down low, Rodinghouse missed it. Hit the front side of the rim. Then had it blocked on the second time. Boy, Melanie Roney plays some great D. Here's Gamstrom again. Just about went unconscious. And now Biltoff kind of fouled her own player and knocked down her teammate there after the rebound was kind of secured by Michalis. They called it travel, and so the Thunder are going to keep it on their offensive end.
Again, but I like what Nemaha Central did right there. Riley Rodinghouse had an easy look, just missed it short. Got her own rebound, kept the possession alive. This is where Nemaha needs to make hay, especially with Mallory Young coming out of the game, Meg Tibbetts coming back in for the Tigers. They've got an advantage down low. They need to exploit it.
Hannah Mackey to trigger it in. Does so to Holthaus. And Tibbetts, a 5'8 junior off the Jeff West bench. He was a starter in the first month of the year. Jeff West, remember, went 4-0 to start this season. Great hustle by Michalis, who was able to get the ball to Tibbetts, and another takeaway for the Tigers.
That's 11 turnovers now on the Thunder, and you know, Michalis playing with those 3 fouls.
Keep shooting the 3 ball, though, and missed another badly. I think she's the player they're not guarding. Now she shoots a 2 and makes it. I think that's Rodinghouse's player, but Riley's just hanging out to protect the rim and the paint. Michalis finally knocking down a long 2.
Now down low to Rodinghouse. She banks it home. That's the feed the Thunder fans are looking at. Corby with a quick steal.
And a foul will send Cassidy to the line. Here come the Thunder. Down by 5 with Corby to get 2 free throws at the 3-minute mark here in the third quarter.
It's so important for this team. It's like beating a dead horse for me right now, and I apologize for that. But Riley Rodinghouse is too big of a part of this Thunder team to not get touches every time down the floor.
Corby makes the free throw. It puts her in double digits with 10 points here again tonight. That's some really high-scoring games this season. Rodinghouse going to get a breather right now for the Thunder as Corby's free throw makes it a single possession score. And back in comes Henry for Nemaha Central.
She'll replace Mackey again. These are big minutes for Hannah Mackey. Kind of more than anything else, Justin, just get your lungs back underneath it. You haven't been playing for a few weeks.
Roney, who has 3 fouls now in the game, brings it ahead. Built up, nice find to Tibbetts, who converts. And that's what Meg's got to do. The defense collapses on the drive by Biltoff, and Tibbetts able to finish. Gamstrom down low. Here's Rethman, and she's fouled. Cassidy going to get a couple of free throws with the Thunder trailing 27-22. Both teams scoring a little bit better here in the second half.
I mean, you look at different styles of this game. Nemaha Central's led by as many as 6 points actually in this game. Jeff West is led by as many as 10, but neither team able to separate much further than that. Thunder going on a big run right now.
Definitely had a nice third quarter as the first free throw was good. Cassidy Redmond bends the knee, flicks the wrist, and pumps through the second one as well. So now Nemaw Central has made 5 of 6 free throws here in this third quarter, down by just a trio.
1-2-2 press here, manning up and then trapping on the corners here on this Nemaw Central press.
Mallory Young back in for the Tigers as well as Tibbetts goes back to the bench. Biltoff will set it up against Corby. And a timeout by Coach John Malloy. Second time tonight. We'll take it with him. 2:33 left here in the third quarter. Our score, Nemaw Central 27, Jeff West 27, Nemaw Central 24 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
Kansaland Radio.
Postseason basketball just around the corner. In fact, the next couple nights. In fact, there's postseason ball going on tonight. I misspoke earlier. I'm kind of confused on what day it is. Not typically a Thursday night high school broadcast.
Yeah, you got 1A tonight.
Yeah, 1A started tonight and then more tomorrow. So we'll have a couple games at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and on Kansaland Radio.
Saturday State Wrestling. Then, hey, one day off, and then here we go again. The home stretch of the broadcast season is going to be fire here in Northeast Kansas.
We'll have games 6 days in a row next week, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for sub-state basketball next week. Here's a double dribble on Melanie Aroney. Turnover number 8 now against Jeff West. Nemaw turned it over 11 times, but the Thunder have won this quarter 12-8, and they're going to have the ball down 3 with 2 minutes and 17 seconds remaining. Hannah Mackey in for a possession here for the Thunder.
I mean, again, think about what Coach Hilton had to talk about at halftime. Hey, we scored 2 points in that second quarter, okay? Right now, they're doing so much, much better job. 12 points so far in this third. A near 3 goes through by Gantrum, spins back out. But what, again, changed this game, defensive effort by this Thunder team.
That three-pointer by Gannstrom would have tied it. She had 5 points in a row earlier here in this third quarter. Score stays 27-24. Roney hasn't been out much tonight. She's trying to catch her breath a little bit here. She goes around a screen from Biltoff and now gets it back to Kristen, top of the key, against the Thunder man-to-man with Rethman kind of in the middle, down low. Tigers taking the air out of the ball, leading by 3 with a minute and a half to go in this third quarter. Now Roney drives, little teardrop, missed it, but drew the foul, and the southpaw heading to the line to shoot 2.
And that's the first time we've seen an attack really by the Tigers in the last 4 or 5 minutes of game time. It's been too many turnovers, it's been too many stop and pop shots. Nobody attacking the rack, that's the second foul now on Addie Holthaus.
A player with more than 2 fouls for the Thunder. Free throw for Melanie Roney. Off the back lip, bounced hard down off the iron, but would not drop. Jeff West has Roney and Michalis, each with 3 fouls. As Riley Roddinghouse returns, so the Thunder didn't lose or gain any ground, with Roddinghouse on the bench there for a couple minutes. Still down 3, as Roney has a second chance here to make it a 2-possession lead. She dribbles 4 times, aims, fires, bullseye. 7 now for Melanie Roney on the night. Got a little help from the rim and a kiss off the glass there to make it 28-24. Nice crossover by Hannah Mackey. Into a double team, picks it up, finds Corby in the corner for a 3. Bingo! Cassidy Corby for the third time tonight. And 6 of her 14 points have come here in the third quarter to pull the Thunder within 1.
Again, defensive effort so huge here for the Thunder. That's a part of why they're making this big run. One more defensive effort may be coming, but another timeout by Coach John Malloy. His team's struggling on the offensive side right now.
After just 2 points in that second quarter, the Thunder have now scored 15 here in the third, and it's 28-27 as we step away for another quick 30-second timeout. This is FM 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Justin Pluck, Jake Spalding back with you. Our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman. Final minutes of the third quarter. Jeff West leading by a point, 28-27. They had a double-digit lead, as many as 11, led by both 10 and 11 points earlier in this quarter. Biltoff looking to attack right side of the lane, getting fouled and heading back to the line. That's team foul number 4 on the Thunder, so our team fouls are evened up here in the second half.
And that's a third now on Taron Ganstrom for the Thunder. But again, it's the first time we've said it in a long time that Kristen Biltoff's driven to the rack. She got fouled this time, and she makes the first free throw, has another one upcoming. But this is a kid, once again, that she's got to get the ball in her hands. Jeff West has not done a good job of that the last few offensive possessions.
Second free throw for KB is good, and that gives her 14 on the night. Lead back to 3 for Jeff West. Umass Central's made the only three-pointer here in the second half so far. Back out there is Mackenzie Henry, along with Ganstrom, Corby. This is Larkin with the ball, finding Rodinghouse at the high post. Thunder showing a little patience as Corby sends it over to Ganstrom. Warden defending. Tigers man-to-man. Nice take. Corby then had it knocked away. Was that Roney that came across to help? Biltoff was trying to guard and keep up with Corby. Help defense got there to knock it away.
Biltoff stripped it out, but Roney, again, just the presence coming baseline. Jeff West does a great job rotation on the backside.
16 seconds here for the Thunder to get a shot up. Down by 3. Had a chance to tie earlier. That's a 5-second count as Corby unable to get the ball inbounded. 4 turnovers this quarter, and 12 for the night now on the Thunder.
Kind of maybe a quick 5-second count there, but I was counting in my head and thinking they got to get it in here, and the official calls it. Turnover on the Thunder.
Biltoff out of some pressure. 10 seconds to go across half court with 8, and on the far sideline she's bumped and fouled. That is the 5th on the Thunder, and it looks like personal number 4 on Taron Ganstrom.
Yeah, Ganstrom did a good job getting to the spot. Where she didn't, with the reason why she picked up the foul was once she got to the spot, she moved again and bumped Biltoff. That's what allowed the official to call the whistle against her.
Biltoff to throw it in, does Soderoni. Back to Kristen for a 3-point shot. Might have rushed it. It's a little short. Thunder rebound, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. No, Roney stole it and missed the shot.
Wow.
By Roney. Getting another steal there. I think the Thunder just thinking, I'll hold this 2 seconds left. But great awareness there by Roney to try to get a shot off, and she did.
Watch out for the quick hands of the Tigers once again.
We come back after this one-minute timeout with one quarter to go in the girls' game on senior night in Meriden. Jeff West girls leading Nemaha Central 30-27 here on KMZA.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Ganzaland Radio.
On to the fourth quarter we go with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding with you. Nemaha Central basketball trailing by 3 at Jeff West. Shot missed by Cassidy Corby, but into the hands of Ella Larkin, who was fouled and going to get a couple free throws here for the Thunder. They didn't attempt any free throws in the first half, but did make 5 of 6 in that third quarter.
Team fouls even at 5. First personal on Allie Warden. First free throw coming up here for Ella Larkin. She eyes it and tries it and can't buy it off to the right side. 56% free throw shooter on the season. Talked about how good Jeff West is at the line, but Nemaw's pretty good as well, over 60% as a team. Second one for Larkin is money. We got a two-point game, 30-28. Nemaw Central got within one in that third quarter. Couldn't tie it, couldn't take the lead. Have not had the lead since the early portion of the second quarter. But this press, this full-court pressure has been money for them in the second half. Roney gets the pressure, ball deflected, and it's still loose. Roney ended up with it and scooped a shot up as she hit the deck. It's going to stay with Jeff West, knocked out of bounds, and that was a minor miracle that Roney got a shot, let alone just didn't lose control of the basketball. Again, I talked about in the first half how she has great handles, but she's also just got something you can't teach, and that's just basketball IQ, I guess, because she just constantly does not give up the basketball. It could be on the deck, and she can find a way to rip it away. She's so quick with the ball as well, kind of like Corby. I mean, and Biltoff, who we see here creating a shot, but it's blocked. Great help defense, and the Thunder come away with it. Jeff West with turnover number 9 on a blocked shot. Here come the Thunder. That was all Addie Holthouse. And now it's Addie for 3 at the other end. The block and the triple. And the Thunder have the lead. Single-handedly making the difference in this ballgame. And a turnover. Rodney Roddinghouse intercepts the pass from Biltoff. Now the Thunder will kick it over to Holthouse, who thought about another three-pointer. We're just a minute into this fourth quarter, but already Nemaw on a 4-0 run and a timeout called by Coach Haddon Ilchin. We'll take the timeout as Nemaw Central now ahead by a point, 31-30. The first lead they've had since early in the second quarter. This is a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Kansaland Radio.
6:52 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Always great games in the Big 7 League. Another terrific girls win shaping up here tonight in Meriden to conclude the regular season. Makeup game, Jeff West and Nemaw Central. Thunder with the basketball out of a Coach Ilchin timeout, and they now lead it 31-30 on a 4-0 run. They got a block and then a three-pointer all by Addie Holthouse to take the lead. Anna Mackey back in for the Thunder. Also Ella Larkin, Corby, Roddinghouse, and Holthouse. Corby spins into the lane. Scoop shot left short. Rebounded by Jeff West.
Good defensive effort that time. But the Tigers, again, are switching around on help side defense. They've done it all game long. What's different in this game right now, it starts on this defensive side here for the Thunder. The Tigers not getting anything in rhythm.
Shayla's a 3 in the corner, struggled tonight from downtown. Rebounded by Corby, who sprints to the other end. Corby, little stop and go all the way to the baseline. Now without the dribble, finds Holthouse, left wing. That's a 3, and it's no good. She's missed a couple after hitting one to put NC up by 1.
Well, her shot looks great, and both those other 3s look really good for her. But, again, something I think Coach Hilton's okay with that, though. In rhythm from Holthouse, and she's already giving the Thunder the lead, trying to extend it.
Roney looking down, though, for Young, but that's stolen away. Addie Holthouse with the steal. I think 10 Jeff West. Actually, I missed one or two. Jake has a couple more turnovers here.
Well, I was going to make the comment in that. We're almost even now on turnovers. Nemaw Central with 13, Jeff West with 12. And, you know, I would have never guessed we'd get to that point here in this ball game with the Thunder and Tigers being that close because of how well Jeff West defense was playing. But, man, this Thunder team has been better.
Roddy now down low, and the shot partially blocked, but a foul. Must have been some body. Roney thought she was clean up top. That's a huge foul for Jeff West. It's personal number 4 on Melanie Roney. Team fouls even at 5. Roddy House at the line. How about her free throw shooting for a 6'2" forward? She makes her first attempt tonight. 22 of 29 this year. Roddy House making them at over 75%.
I mean, that's all right.
For your inside forward.
Yeah, no, that's really good for your post presence.
She made them both. Coach Hilton would probably like her to get to the line a little bit more. As an inside player, you'd think maybe she'd get more attempts, but I think other teams know she's pretty good
Down low, no play in Hackishack with Roddy now. It's a three-point lead for Nemaha Central. We approach the five-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
Again, that was a paint touch. That was Rockinghouse getting a touch on the offensive side, resulting in points.
Roney looking to hand it off. She stays out there with four fouls, and she nearly threw it away. But Shayla's back to get it. Boy, Brooklyn's had a tough night. 0 for 6 behind the half moon, shooting threes in the corners. Hilltop has it. She'll look to go one-on-one against Corby. Now hands it back to Michalis, who dribbles right wing, top of the key. Help defense and a near steal. Is it a jump? Yep, it is. Great D by Mackenzie Henry. Possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers.
And she just kind of hung out in the side pocket that time of Michalis and dug in, got the jump ball. Now possession will be flipped to Nemaha on the next alternating possession.
Jeff West in the bonus the rest of the game. Nemaha has six fouls. Nemaha with five fouls. Jeff West has six. Here's a drive by Roney and fouled on her little scoop shot. Going to get a couple free throws. All important now with just 4:35 to go.
Again, what team do you want on the free throw line out of the Big 7 League? It's Jeff West when it comes to shooting the free throws. They do such a good job of it, but they're going to need them here down the stretch.
Roney 1-for-2 tonight at the line, 54% on the year. First one is good. She's got 8 points. Second to Biltow's 14. Nobody else has more than three for the Tigers. Again, are only averaging about 43 points per game. Gonna need a good fourth quarter to get there. Second free throw, Roney off the mark. Rebound falls to Mackenzie Henry.
That's something that Coach John Malloy told me before the game, was that they just haven't found consistency as of late of scoring. It'll either be built off with 18 a game. The next best is 5. Here, this game's kind of shaping up to be the same way. Biltoff's got 14. Roney, though, with 8. Make that 9 here in this game now.
Thunder by 2. Nice pass down, though. Roddinghouse, kind of a backdoor cut for an easy layup.
She's got 8 now, and again, I can't say it enough. She's such an integral part of this offense. Great back cut. Great find by Holthouse.
Biggest lead for the Thunder since the first quarter. Biltoff in trouble, and a steal taken away by Holthouse. Up the court right side. Layup good. Boy, Coach Malloy thinking timeout. He might have been thinking one there when Biltoff got trapped and double teamed without the dribble. Thunder are on a 10-1 run here in the fourth quarter. And another near turnover by Jeff West. Roddinghouse falls on top of Roney, who flips it to Young. Mallory shoots and got that one to crawl in over the front of the rim.
No idea how that basketball went through the hoop there. Just hit the top of the rim and found its way through.
Nemaha Central's run step for a moment. Now a three-pointer missed, but an offensive rebound. Corby, oh, missed the bunny. Roddinghouse got it. She missed one short. Three great looks there for the Thunder. They come up empty, and now Biltoff trying to rip away the rebound. Finally does.
Again, that was big there for Biltoff to rip it out of there because a jump ball would have given it back to the Thunder.
Roney wanting to go to the basket.
Nice find.
Finds Young, and she scores. Again, Mallory Young down low for the Tigers. We got a two-point game, 37-35 NC.
She's quickly got 6 points in this ballgame. That was a great dime from Roney. She drew a double team, backside wide open. Young banks it home.
Corby into the lane, spins. Tough shot, no, but a foul, and Corby will get free throws. So Jeff West led 30-27 coming into this fourth quarter. That 10-1 run by Nemaha put him ahead 37-31. And now two baskets by Mallory Young to get Jeff West back in it. We've got 2:49 to go. Second foul on Mallory Young. Corby to the line. She's made 3 of 4 and makes this one. Has a 15-point night.
Trying to make this two possessions again. Still a lot of time left in this game with under 3 minutes to go. But these free throws are going to be key down the stretch, too, especially after those bunnies that Nemaha Central just missed.
Corby got them both. Thunder didn't attempt any free throws in the first half, but they've been pretty good as Nemaha Central has now made 10 of 12 free throws here in this game. Jeff West has been pretty good as well. They've made 8 of 12 free throws on the night. It's 39-35 as we get a timeout. Other action tonight, we mentioned some 1A substates already beginning. Mostly girls play tonight, like Onega at Frankfort, Troy at Donovan West, Centralia at Clifton Clyde. That's going to be pretty good. The Troy D. West winner plays the Onega Frankfort winner, and D. West and Frankfort girls are both ranked. Jacksonite's not playing tonight. Those girls are the number one seed in the Centralia substate. They await the winner of that Centralia Clifton Clyde game, and that'll be a tough challenge as well. Also tonight, you've got Valley Falls hosting Burlingame in a non-league, non-postseason matchup. Valley Heights hosting Rossville, the same in girls.
Lynn is home to Pike Valley and Blue Valley Randolph hosting next. So those games are 1A Division 2. Also, Jeff County North girls at Pleasant Ridge tonight. Only a couple boys games. JCN at Pleasant Ridge, Valley Heights, Rossville, and Emaw Central Jeff West boys going to play after the girls game when we're done here in Meredith.
Now the birthday boy from yesterday, Captain Kurt Killen, just set through. Clifton Clyde leads 16-4 at the end of the first quarter of that opening round sub-state game you just mentioned about over there in Centralia. The game itself actually at Clifton Clyde, I believe, right?
Can't confirm yes. nor deny.
Yep, right. It is at Clifton. Excuse me, at Clifton Clyde for the opening round, and then it'll go to Centralia.
Jeff West basketball down four. Young tough catch, hit the deck, and a foul.
Yep, trip.
Trip. So both teams in the bonus now, as we alluded to. It'll be Mallory Young, very good free throw shooter as well for Jeff West.
It'll be free throws regardless. They're trying to figure out if she was in the act of shooting or not.
So it's a one and one or two. I think it's a
yeah.
one and one. She wasn't even turned to face the basket. Just kind of got tripped going across the lane, right?
The initial official that called it put two fingers in the air saying that she was going to shoot. But now with the conference that's going to play right now, I think they're going to say it was just a one and one. But
ooh.
That is going to be the final foul for Taryn Ganstrom. She was fouled out of this game.
That was the other question, is who the foul was on. So Ganstrom fouls out with 5 points, five fouls, 2:41 to go.
Yeah, keep that in your back pocket because, again, Ganstrom, she was a huge part of this Nemaw Central run. Five straight points for the Thunder to get them back in this game.
Henry comes into the lineup. They decided it is going to be a one and one here for Mallory Young, her first free throw of the night coming up. 79% free throw shooter last year. She's just under 70 this season, and that one spins around and drops. Young putting together a heck of a fourth quarter, now has it back to a one-possession game.
She's got some great English on her basketball shot, okay? Remember that layup she made, hit the front of the rim and squirted through that one, hit all the way around the cylinder. This time she says, I'll just tickle the twine. She's got eight.
Like Roney, Young is a left-hander, and I think Jeff West uses that to their advantage, having multiple lefties out there on the court at times.
So difficult to guard, Justin, because you
yep.
don't see it very much.
Right. Always talking about taking away an opponent's strong side or
yeah.
strong hand, and well, you have to think twice if you're guarding Jeff West about that. 39-37, Thunder lead by two. Hannah Mackey back out there for Nemaha Central as well, around a screen from Roddy now. So I don't think Hannah's attempted a shot yet tonight.
No.
That left shoulder, again, she's missed games the last couple weeks, and a timeout to avoid a five-second count. Smartly called by Coach Hilton with 2:17 remaining.
And he's only got one left in his pocket, I believe. Jeff West has two in their pocket. That can come into play as well with 2:17 to go in this one.
Get you some other games coming up tomorrow night here on the MSC Sports Radio Network in 1A Substate again tomorrow. Here on 92.1 KMZA, it'll be the D-West boys at Centralia at 7 o'clock. Also tomorrow night, Troy at Jackson Heights. And that's on 103.9 KMZA. Also in that Centralia substate, Onega is at Frankfort boys tomorrow night. Horton and McLeod will play tomorrow. A couple other games, non-1A boys postseason action tomorrow night. We'll have the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show back tomorrow night as well with Seth Tollefson after all of our games. So all of the brackets are available if you're wondering. You know, this 1A postseason starting tonight and tomorrow. The rest of the substate postseason start next week on Monday and Tuesday with first-round games. But you can see all the brackets and, of course, follow it all online at mscsports.net. We'll be busy, as Jake mentioned, broadcasting six straight nights of substate basketball coming up next week, plus a little state wrestling this Saturday.
Frankfort leading Onega is 13-4 at the end of the first quarter. D West leading Troy 18-12, and Lynn leading Pike Valley 17-5, all at the end of the first quarter.
Emaw Central out of a timeout has the ball here on their offensive side, leading by two, 39-37. Jeff West is led by as many as 11 in this game. The biggest lead for Emaw Central was 7-1 back in the opening few minutes. Mackey to Corby. As we go under 2 minutes to play, there's a deflection, and it falls into the hands of Holthouse. Drives left baseline, and it's knocked away. Another touch for Jeff West, but they couldn't come up with the loose ball that time.
That was a break for Nemaha. Michalis did a good job of just understanding where the Thunder were trying to go with the basketball. Knocks it too far, though, into the hands of Holthouse.
Nemaha Central's been great, taking better care of the basketball here in the second half. In fact, I don't have him for a turnover yet in this fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Ella Larkin. With Roddy Nouse, Corby, Mackey, and Holthouse. Attempt to work the clock here with a two-point lead. Holthouse down low. Roddy Nouse turns, shoots, scores, and fouled
Trotting House on the left block. Enters double digits now with 10 points in the free throw pending. Started with a screen at the top of the key from Rodding House. She rolled to the basket. Double team came, and Jeff West could not find her as Michalis fouls out of this ballgame with her fifth foul. And Rodding House back to the line. She's been pivotal here in this fourth quarter. Lead is four with the free throw pending. Riley two for two at the line. Aims and fires. Connects. Thunder continue to make some free throws here in the second half, and they lead by five, 42-37. Roney has four fouls for Jeff West, the only player in the game with four. Biltoff off a screen, can't quite get off the triple shot. Finds Roney with a minute 25 to go here in this contest. Thunder trying to get the win to clinch an outright Big 7 league title. Biltoff. Getting the screen from Roney. Looking to drive. Head fake. Shot blocked. Rodding House came to help. Then Young and Rodding House tied up for the rebound. And the jump ball going to give possession to the Thunder.
Riley Rodding House has stepped up huge in this fourth quarter. Not only on the offensive side, but defensively as well. A big rejection there. That's Biltoff's favorite thing to do, Justin. Drive in the lane, throw up a teardrop. Couldn't get it off, though, in time with Rodding House getting the swat.
Give you a little trivia question to figure out and guess here after that block by Rodding House. How many blocks you think Riley Rodding House has in her senior year so far for Nemaw this season? Here's a steal by Jeff West. Biltoff took it away from Hannah Mackey. First Thunder turnover in the fourth. Biltoff shoots, misses, rebound the Thunder. So the lead remains five, and we're down to 50 seconds to go.
Numbers.
Three on one. Mackey ahead to Holthouse. No need to force it there, all alone. But Thunder more content to work the clock with the two-possession lead. Now Biltoff going to get a jump ball. And this tie-up will go to Jeff West. So two turnovers now on possessions here for the Thunder.
Okay, so your question was how many block shots this year for Rodding House coming into this game?
Yep,
game I would
number
say,
20.
I would say she probably averages 2 to 3 blocks a game, and so I would say 40 to 45.
62 coming
Holy
into tonight.
Holy cow.
Over three per night for Rodding House as this shot misses for Roney and Jeff West. Tigers
Ooh.
May have to come foul. They do. They come and knock Corby off her feet. And a personal on Kristen Biltoff.
I guess that doesn't surprise me as much as, you know, I said 2 to 3 a game. My math skill is just not very good.
3 blocks a game, yeah.
Yeah. It's impressive, though, when you're 6'2", and you can just, especially the defense that Nemaw Central plays, when they allow the other four kids to go out and just guard man-to-man, let her really defend in the paint.
Corby a 1-1. She missed the front end. The door's still open. Down 5. Here comes Jeff West. Need to score quickly. Doesn't have to be a 3. Roney drives, pulls up, left side, hit it. Jumper, Roney now with 10, timeout, Coach Malloy, 17 seconds left, so the Thunder just missed a 1-1, potentially could have another 1-1 as Jeff West is at 8 team fouls, and they'll have to foul if they don't get a steal here pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're going to have to foul immediately if they don't get the steal, and again, now you're trying to figure out who do you foul. Looking across the board here, Ella Larkin, you know, is really the only girl that has not showed consistency from the free throw line from Nemaw Central that will be on the floor. Got to keep in mind as well. Anna Mackey has yet to attempt a shot here tonight. She's not on the floor for Nemaw Central. So out of the five that are out there for the Thunder, maybe think about Mackenzie Henry, a junior, who only shoots 50% from the line if you're Coach John Malloy. But again, this team is so good about forcing teams into turnovers. Jeff West has gotten a pair of them in the last few possessions. But if they don't get it right away, I would see a foul immediately. And another thing, if I'm Coach Hilchin, I don't think I want Mackenzie Henry even across half court. If she's your worst free throw shooter, look for her to either trigger the ball in or be on the far side of the floor. Leave Rodding House on that near side because she's one of your best free throw shooters.
Nemaw Central had won 25 consecutive Big 7 League games before their only loss this season against Sabetha. Had a long, long winning streak as well of 39 in a row. Now trying to get one on the road tonight in Meriden to wrap up the regular season. Mullen bounded, and they can't not foul Mackenzie Henry. She gets the ball back to Corby, who kind of pushed off. Still no foul on the Tigers, and now Biltoff reaches in, but only 9 seconds to go. But Jeff West didn't foul nearly soon enough.
And, again, they found the wrong girl, in my opinion. The second personal on Biltoff. Corby, yeah, she missed the last 1-1, but she's a senior. She's 74% from the line this year. She's a kid you want at the line in these pressure situations if you're the Thunder.
Only Thunder on that offensive end of the court. Lead is currently 3. Big free throw for Corby, and it's in and out.
Wow.
Here comes Jeff West down by 3. 5 seconds left. It's Nemaha foul. Biltoff shoots the three. It's blocked. Holthaus and the shot by Roney. No good. Young follows it. That's blocked. And that's the game. The outright Big 7 League champs for the fourth year in a row. Nemaha Central wins it 42-39. And these two teams could meet again in the semifinals of the 3A Sabetha Stub State next week.
Phenomenal second half by the Thunder. We knew that Coach Ilchin wanted to make adjustments. What was the biggest adjustment? It was defensive pressure. Nemaha Central found ways to force Jeff West big turnovers in the second half. Their shooting came back to life. Double digits in every quarter except for the second. A big dud, if you will, in the second quarter. Just 2 points. But the Thunder, they score 30 in the second half, outscoring Jeff West 30-20 in the second half.
Thunder win it by three. They're Big 7 League champs, 19-1 through the regular season, and the top seed in that sub-state next week. We'll take a timeout. Postgame presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. That's coming up, plus our player to bank on from the Farmers State Bank in Onega here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your Monday through Friday.
Tails wins, Bells wins, Bells wins.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding back with you. RB Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Nemaha Central girls win the Big 7 League title outright again as the Thunder finished 13-1 in the Big 7 League. And a big second half comeback, as Jake mentioned, a 30-20 second half, outscoring Jeff West to win it by three here on the road. The Thunder were down 7 at halftime. They actually led 7-1 early in this ball game, but a 15-2 second quarter for Jeff West. And the Tigers played with the lead throughout the third quarter as well, still ahead 30-27 coming into the fourth. That's when Nemaha Central cranked it up, and they took the lead actually for good, 31-30 at about the 7-minute mark. It was a blocked shot and then a three-pointer all by Addy Holthaus of the Thunder that put him ahead for good, 31-30 with 7 minutes to go, and they hit free throws down the stretch. In fact, the Thunder, who did not attempt a free throw in the entire first half, make 11 of 15 free throws. And they were actually 11 out of 13 until a couple missed one-and-ones there in the final seconds. Nemaha Central overcomes 15 turnovers tonight and getting the win. They hit 5 threes. Jeff West had only 3 threes, and all those were in the second quarter. They ended up with 13 turnovers themselves and made 10 of 14 from the free throw line. But pretty good battle, as it always seems to be, in these two teams as the number one and the number four seed could meet again next Thursday in Sabetha. Nemaha's got to get by Oskaloosa at home on Monday, while the Tigers have a third meeting against Hiawatha Monday night here in Meriden. By the way, we'll have that game, Jeff West and Hiawatha, Monday on 103.9 KNZA. But this one was pretty good, as expected. I think both coaches kind of expected a close game. Certainly some inbounds plays and some little things that maybe they didn't use that they still have in their back pocket for Substate next week. But kind of love the hard-fought game, no doubt about it, and a pretty competitive one as expected here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is a good stepping stone. I mean, Nemaha Central gets the sweep over Jeff West. How many times in every broadcast season do we talk about how difficult it is to beat a team three times? I mean, that's what we're looking at again. Jeff West still has to get by Hiawatha. Nemaha Central still has to get by Oskaloosa for that matchup to happen. However, both these teams, I think, again, we talked about what was at stake today, what was on the line. Nemaha Central comes to Meriden, one of the toughest places to play in the Big 7 League. They win an outright Big 7 League title for the fourth straight year. Do you remember the last time a team had a run like that in the Big 7 League on the girls' side? Do you remember who that team was?
Was it Holton?
It was.
When they were going,
like state tournament every year under Coach John Holliday,
They had about a 10-11-year streak winning the Big 7 League title. Nemaha Central is on that same streak right now. They've got young kids that are keeping this program pumping through. And this is a team, this is a coach, this is a program that Northeast Kansas and the whole state has to look out for, because they're finding ways to reload and keep things rolling. And that's why they're Big 7 League champs once again. They host it outright, and then now they've got a big-time tournament next week, not too far away from home, just 10 miles to the east, and they got to find ways to maybe 15 miles. I don't remember the distance, but it's close. And just find ways to pump themselves back to the to a state tournament for the second or third straight year. But it's going to have to go through the same exact Jeff West team if they want to do that.
And likely Sabetha or Royal Valley in any potential championship game. Let's check the final individual numbers and stats here on the post game, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, commercial, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. For the visiting Thunder, Cassidy Corby leads the way. She scored in each quarter and ended the night with 16. Riley Roddinghouse joined her in double digits with 11. It was 5 apiece for Taryn Gamstrom, but hers were huge in the third quarter to kind of pull Nemaha back within one. And then the 5 points in a row by Addie Holthouse, including a block, that got Nemaha Central in the lead for good in the fourth quarter. So 5 big ones by Gamstrom and Holthouse. Ella Larkin had 3 points tonight, and Cassidy Rethman had the other two as the Thunder win it 42-39. For Jeff West, they were led by their star, Kristen Biltoff, 14 points tonight. Melanie Roney had 10, and Mallory Young had 8. 6 of the 8 for Mallory Young came in the fourth quarter, so 3 girls scoring over 8 points tonight for Jeff West. After that, it was a 3 for Ella Dickey and 2 points apiece for Meg Tibbetts, and Brooklyn Michalis had a tough night shooting behind the arc for the Tigers here tonight. With the loss, Jeff West finishes the regular season 12-7, so pretty good. They get 19 games in, and they finish 8-6 in the Big 7 League. Nemaha Central 19-1 now on the year, and they have won 44 of their last 45 games, including an undefeated campaign a season ago. Again, your final, Nemaha Central 42, Jeff West 39. Boys game coming up, but it is senior night here in Meriden for this makeup doubleheader, part of the reason why they decided to go ahead and play, even though the girls could potentially meet in the semifinals. And how about this boys matchup, Jake? Jeff West and Nemaha Central playing tonight, but they play a first-round game. It's the 5-4 seeds. It'll be in Seneca coming up on Tuesday.
That's going to be difficult when you're thinking about this game tonight. This is the game where you're thinking, if you're, you know, Coach Thomas or Coach Simmons, I don't want to show anything.
Right.
I mean, the last time you played has been a few weeks. It's been over a month since you played last, right? And so you don't want to refresh that memory. I mean, again, you got Huddle, you got Easy Scout anymore here in 2021, but you don't want to show anything you've been working on the last 3 weeks in practice or anything here tonight. There's not a Big 7 League title on the line here tonight. There's not positioning on the line tonight. It's senior night for Jeff West. That's about it. So this will be a fun game, I think, that you and I talked about, where this might be a chess match of kids that haven't played very much that get a chance here tonight.
Could be. We got that boys game coming up, but a little extra time in between the games here tonight. Kurt Kilman, our studio engineer, will take it from here. We will get you caught up to date with local news and weather, probably a couple country hits as well, here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.